In the first half of the 19th century in England, the Philological Society members in London thought it would be a good idea to do an English version of the Grimm Brothers' German dictionary, that is, a dictionary on historical principles. That would mean collecting quotations starting from as early as writing existed for English in the Middle Ages, right through until the present day, illustrating the full history of every word, so that as a labour this would involve the collection of millions of quotations. The Philological Society had little idea when it began how much work was involved, but it started to commission people to read books from the 14th century, for example, and to find all the words starting with A, and to send them into the Philological Society. The process stalled on a number of occasions until James Murray, who was a member of the Society, was more or less cajoled into taking over the editorship of the dictionary. James Murray was a very remarkable individual. He was the son of a relatively poor tailor in Scotland. He was a bright young man and was interested in absolutely everything. He left Scotland and moved to London in order to provide a better climate for his wife, who was ill. He worked as a bank clerk, and his wife nevertheless died. He then became a school teacher, and a remarkable school teacher he would have been. I would have loved to have lessons from James Murray. While he was still a school teacher, he took on the Oxford English Dictionary. He built a hut in the backyard in order to house all of the slips, and since he had been remarried, he got his children to work collecting the slips and sorting them. People from all over England sent him slips with quotations on them, and he laboriously wrote them all out by hand for the dictionary. He started at A. It was incredibly slow work, and the publishers who had finally agreed to take on the project, the Oxford University Press, were mightily frustrated at the very slow speed at which Murray worked. But Murray wasn't going to work any faster than he could, because he wanted it to be the best dictionary that you could create. Murray, as well as quotations, Murray wanted there also to be an etymology for every word. That is, he wanted to find the historical origins of the word. This took him ages, because no one had studied these in any great detail, and he wasn't satisfied until he found the right etymology. Oxford University Press tried to get him to stop this bit of the work, and he said, "No, you can't have a decent dictionary without it," and finally they caved in. There were numerous difficult meetings, and Murray held tight. He absolutely refused to back down on creating the best possible dictionary. He then went to Oxford, to another house, and became a full-time lexicographer. His family were paid, the older children sixpence an hour and the younger children a penny an hour, to help him in his scriptorium, his shed at the bottom of the garden. He never saw the dictionary finished. He died before it was completed. Two other editors were appointed. They carried on the work. The Oxford English Dictionary was finally finished, but of course, dictionaries on historical principles are never finished. It's still going. Another editor was appointed to do a supplement, 4 volumes. Now the Oxford English Dictionary is a computer-based dictionary, and there are still people working on it. If you ever get the chance, look it up. Find a library somewhere that has the OED. It is a remarkable product, and there'll never be another one, because almost all the labour, other than Murray and the editors, was voluntary. Everyone who collected slips did so for free. Hundreds and hundreds of people put in hundreds and hundreds of hours, all for nothing, all to create the best English dictionary, the Oxford English Dictionary.